On Memorial Day, we remember our loved ones. These ladies recognize our fallen soldiers every day of the year. Their unique and important role at Arlington National Cemetery is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Most people have never heard of the Arlington Ladies.
We represent the Army Chief of Staff at the military services, whether it's male or female.
Margaret Minch is one of those volunteers who handles the duties for the Army.
That's our most important job, is that we're there when there is nobody. And we do a lot of services where there's just myself and an escort and a rep from the cemetery and the chaplain.
The Arlington Lady stands with the military escort, and at the appropriate time, steps forward to say a few words to the grieving family.
We present the card from the Chief of Staff. It's all in one envelope, and then there's a fold-over card from the Arlington Ladies. And on half of that, the ladies can express their own, sentiments.
Sometimes the Arlington Lady receives the American flag, which is then sent to the family.
You come away with tears. There's no doubt about that. It's always difficult when it's little children involved.
The Army has about 50 ladies that volunteer full-time. Two are on duty each day for what may be 10 or more funerals in a day.
We're making sure that none of our soldiers ever go to their last retreat alone. And I don't know, it's just a good feeling. And we feel very, very honored to be able to do this.
The ladies are usually past military members or spouses. Each military branch has volunteers, and the group ensures that families receive condolences and that every soldier is recognized for their service. Traveling the countryside at Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCrae.